Yourself Miracles Session 5, Building Your Iron Resolve. Hello again, my friend, and welcome back. In this session, we're going to build on the previous session about supercharging your intuition. So, take a deep breath, relax, and get ready for it. What we're going to do is focus on building your will, empowering you to go from strength to strength and fear nothing. To build your iron resolve so that any obstacles in your way will appear so easy to pass. One of my all-time heroes, Winston Churchill, said, "If you're going through hell, keep going." Truly successful people do this. They never give up, whatever situation they're faced with. When the going gets tough, the tough get going. Do you remember the stories about Walt Disney and Colonel Sanders? They didn't give up. If they had done, the world would have missed out on two great institutions. Were they successful straight away? No, but they knew they would win the day. In my time, I've met and studied a number of successful people. Although their characters were very, very different, they all had one thing in common, an iron resolve. If they said that they were going to do something, you could put your last penny on the fact that they would do it. How did they develop this iron resolve? Simply by committing to actions and achieving them every day. Did they watch soap operas and read the tabloids? No way. In fact, most successful people don't read newspapers or watch the news at all because it's often too depressing and could promote their lower self. Yes, they have a lower self too. Do they waste their time and energy bitching about other people and complaining about the government? What do you think? A successful person believes they can achieve their desires whatever the state of the economy or the instability in the world. There will always be instability in our world. This is human nature. If you're waiting for a perfectly harmonious world, I gotta tell you, you'll never succeed. You have to push yourself regardless of how you're feeling. We all have bad days where we feel down and tired and in a totally can't be arsed mood. The best way to get out of this is to push through it. Getting into the habit of taking action is just as easy as getting into the habit of doing nothing. The difference is that the rewards are far greater for taking action. And I don't just mean financial or desire-orientated rewards. Your subconscious will change you into an action powerhouse and you feel that you can achieve absolutely anything. I want to talk to you about the law of inertia. You want to make this law work for you. This law simply states that although it's initially very difficult for you to change, once the change is made, there will be great force to maintain and build on that change. So, if you battle with your lower self to overcome lethargy and procrastination, your higher self will predominate and you will take action towards your desires, and this will grow stronger and stronger. To set you on your path to your iron resolve, the best way is to critically examine your strengths and weaknesses in the areas I'll explain in just a moment. Before we get into detail with this, I want to discuss with you the all-important subject of being honest with yourself. Lying to yourself has to rank as one of the most stupid things imaginable, but so many people do it. What do I mean by this? Well, a few years ago, I was running this crap business, losing money on a regular basis, but I kept convincing myself that it would get better and I would be the next computer millionaire. But this was ridiculous. There was no way, with the resources I had, I could reach this status without the fairy godmother intervening. Now, I don't care if you lie to your spouse, your boss, the ticket collector, or the tax man. What you must do is be honest with yourself. This is harder to do than you think, but is absolutely crucial to your success. Don't fall into the same trap that I did. With a very little effort, you can say goodbye to this craziest of characteristics. So, why do people lie to themselves? Well, the resounding winner in this category is people lie to themselves because they cannot bear to face reality. Nobody likes to fail. Even worse is when this is public information. When you face up to this fact, and it also means you have to do something about it rather than living in La La Land, you have to do this. After you have broken this pattern once, you will be able to do it again. You don't need to tell anybody about it. In fact, I strongly recommend that you don't. Taking an honest look at yourself and your traits will give you a tremendous sense of well-being and self-belief. When you're searching your soul for honesty about yourself, here's a very simple way to get the truth. Let's say you ask yourself a question like, are you prone to procrastination? And you then answer, no. Well, how do you feel about this answer? If you don't feel entirely comfortable, then just rephrase the question by adding your first name like this. Be honest, Graham, are you prone to procrastination? Now, it's likely you'll get a different answer, such as sometimes, or yes, or maybe all the time. Now, I can't emphasize how important this is. In this session, you're going to answer questions about yourself which will lead you to applying fixes to the traits you've identified as weak. So the easiest way to get the truth from yourself is to always use the format, be honest, your first name, followed by the question. So what traits will make up your I Am Resolve? Here they are in order of importance. Start. Prioritize. Focus. Persistence. Review. And organization. Let's have a look at each one of these in turn. The first one is start, and the most important of all. Successful people always start. They always get going. They don't wait around for anything or anybody. The clock's ticking away for all of us, and the best time to start is now. Whatever you do, just make a start. What are you waiting for? The next full moon, Christmas, your positive cycle? Just get on with it and start. People often don't start things because they believe they're too difficult. But things that seem difficult before you started them are often nowhere near as difficult once you've taken the plunge. So just make a start. If you're feeling tired, just imagine how satisfied you will feel after completing these tasks. You will actually sleep better because you won't have the nagging feeling of not completing your actions gnawing away at you. How many times have you been in a situation where you have so many things to do you just don't know where to start? Probably many times, I certainly have. The way I recommend that you overcome this is by looking at your list and prioritize. Let's say you've got 6 actions on your list to do today that you really want to achieve. Look through the actions and prioritize them like this. Firstly, is there anything on the list that will nag you or stress you out if you don't do it first? Now, this could be paying a bill or writing an important letter or email or something you've been putting off because it was just too difficult and now you're under immense time pressure to achieve this. Do this first. If you let things linger that you know will cause a minor disaster in your life, then just do it first. The task may not have anything to do with achieving your desires, but if you don't do it, you won't be able to concentrate fully on your other tasks. Once you've completed your stress busters, examine your list again and select the tasks that are the easiest and will take the smallest amount of time to achieve. Now do these next. Now you might be thinking at this point, well, in the past I've always been taught to do the hardest things first. Well, the reason I recommend doing the easiest things first is because it builds up a momentum of action and achievement that sends the right signals to your subconscious. Once you have achieved these easy tasks, you will also find that the harder ones don't seem so hard. Try it. I know it will work for you. Now, am I suggesting here you put off the difficult tasks? Absolutely never. Do you hear me? Absolutely never. I am just suggesting an order in which you should approach your tasks. Now, all of this assumes that you're going to finish all your tasks on the same day. If this is not looking likely for whatever reason, then look at your tasks in order of importance. Again, the stress busters must come first, then go about the rest in the order of importance, for example, meeting a deadline or fulfilling a customer commitment. The bottom line is to achieve all your tasks the same day, unless it's absolutely unavoidable. This again will cement firm, high achiever values in your subconscious, which will be invaluable to you in your life. The next trait is focus. The ability to fully concentrate on what you are doing until you achieve it is one of the most powerful tools in your iron resolve arsenal. As I said before, we live in a world of constant distractions, and there are so many ways that you can get distracted. The way to tackle this is as follows. Avoid obvious distractions. Don't try to work on your tasks with the television on in the background or in a crowded place where you know someone will want to talk to you. Some people tell me that they concentrate better if they have music playing in the background. Okay, if that works for you, fine. There's nobody better placed to know what things will distract you than you, so avoid them. Everybody's different. My younger brother scored straight A's in his college examinations by studying with his favourite rock music blaring in his ear holes. Some people can just do these things. As I said, only you know, but avoid the distractions that you know about. If you do get distracted, just refocus on your task. If you need help refocusing, just read your desire and your emotional driver again, and this will do it for you. Now, you may be someone whose mind wanders continuously. I used to be like this too. The best way to fix this is just to continuously refocus. It takes a bit of patience and persistence sometimes, but it will pay you back in spades later, believe me. One thing I must add here while we're talking about focus is avoiding the grass is always greener syndrome. I don't just have the t-shirt for this, I have a complete wardrobe. In the past, I've invested hundreds of pounds and whatever into how-to publications in the areas of self-development and making money. Now, I don't regret spending a penny of the money, but what I do regret very much is not following through on most of the information I paid for. This is like expecting to be a champion bodybuilder by just watching other people work out. Now, I'm by no means alone. There are thousands of information junkies out there who just can't get enough hype about making money and being mega successful. Now, it's true that there's some crap out there, but I have to admit that most of the stuff I chose was pretty high quality information. The mistake I made was falling for other hype that was telling me, hey, it's better over here, pal, or oh, there's more money to be made over there. I'm sure you get the gist of this. Whatever you do, don't be sidetracked by this. If you come across something that interests you, just put it on the back burner for later. I've done this over the last year and it has been brilliant. It's worked wonders for me. Right, now on to persistence. Never give up. I'm going to say that. Never give up! What happens when you give up? You give your lower self some oxygen and the chance to surface. Do it enough times and your lower self will be prominent, and starting on any new desires will be doubly difficult. Never be afraid of failure. If you fail at something, so what? Do you think that successful people get everything right? You're kidding me. Of course they don't. But what they're good at is looking at why something did fail and then driving on to fix it or do something else in its place. This is definitely where you want to be, and it's so easy to achieve this state of mind as long as you don't give up. So, how can you counter against giving up? Well, if you feel like giving up, think this to yourself. If I give up now, I will be like all the other drifters and not achieve my true desires. Say it with this kind of passion, not if I give up now. No, if I give up now, I will be the same as all the other drifters and not achieve my true desires. Now, if you need more than this, read your desires and pay particular attention to your emotional drivers. Stir up strong emotions in your body. Stand up, punch the air and say, come on! Do this with total feeling, not come on. Come on! Yeah? Now, you may want to substitute other words here, even expletives if this helps you. It really doesn't matter, as long as it stops you giving up. Now, the good thing about this technique is that you can create an anchor. This means that when you are feeling in this mood again, you can instantly motivate yourself with a few come-ons or whatever you used. Remember to use the physical side as well, like punching in the air or whatever worked for you. Now, at this stage, you may think I've completely lost it, but go with me on this. How about this? Think about how you will celebrate once you have achieved your desire. What will you do? Shout. Scream, punch the air. Whatever you come up with, use it to keep you going whenever you feel like giving up. Give it large, as we say in the UK. The more you do this, the less you will feel like quitting in any situation, as you are sending the right signals to your subconscious to keep your higher self prominent. Now on to review. You might think that this is a strange trait to have in your iron resolve. It's so important, I've got to tell you. What I mean here is that you must test that your actions are drawing you closer to your desires. And let's say one of your desires is to earn $100,000 by this time next year, and your plan is to start a home business to supplement your current day job income. You've decided to launch a business on the internet selling how-to manuals from your website. So you steam into creating or sourcing your products, building your website, writing that killer sales page you know will have people reaching for their credit cards in droves. You launch your site and nothing happens. Now, I cited this example because it has happened to me many times. What could be the reason for this? Well, in the internet marketing world, there could be many. Like, there isn't sufficient demand for your product. People don't believe your sales pitch. There are better products in your chosen market. You don't have enough visitors. Your price is too high or too low, and so it goes on. So how do you tackle this? Well, the first thing I would do is research the market. We are so fortunate to have the internet at our disposal, and a few simple free tools can tell us in no time whether there's demand for what we're trying to sell or not. Another important thing is to test what you're doing. If you need to increase the number of visitors to your website, then there are a number of ways that you can do this and track where these visitors are coming from. The important thing is to know what is giving you the best results. And again, this is a cinch with the internet. Okay, this is not a course in internet marketing, but the principles apply to any desire you're trying to achieve. If you're learning to play the piano, then get someone to listen to you play who will give you an objective view, sometimes a brutal view, on your progress. Or better still, record your sessions on tape regularly so that you can hear what a difference you're making. Conducting reviews of your actions are actions within themselves, so make it a regular occurrence to review how you are doing. One of the key strengths of any business manager or leader is their ability to review progress against an agreed objective. If you find that it isn't progressing as expected, then find out why and change what you're doing to make it work. Let's say you're a runner and you're trying to shave a second off your lap time but can't achieve this after many times of trying. It might be other factors preventing this. Maybe you're a little overweight or you need a little bit more sleep. There's always a reason and you need to find it and move on. I review some things daily, especially if they involve money or health. Others I review weekly or monthly. You will know what's right for your actions. At the end of the day, it's no use spending all your precious time and energy on something that's just not working. A little research at the beginning and regular reviews will save you much time and energy. If the method you're using to achieve your desire isn't producing the results, you may need to ditch it altogether and find another method. There's always another option. I've learned this lesson the hard way in business. Through my enthusiasm and optimism for something, I spent countless hours and often lots of money running with something that didn't work. Do I regret this? No, not at all. The experience I've gained from this has been invaluable. You just have to know when to stop if it's not working and focus your mind on an alternative solution. And finally, organization. You need to be able to organize your life to save your precious time and ensure you don't have to complete an action from scratch because you lost the output or can't find it. I've fallen foul of this in the past. I've accidentally deleted files and saved important stuff to floppy disks that then subsequently didn't work. Make sure you make backups of your important stuff. Computers are generally very reliable, but they do go wrong. Hard drives fail, and this is the worst possible scenario. All of your work is just lost in an instant. So make backups to CD or flash memory or something reliable, because you never know. Now, if this hasn't happened to you before, I can't tell you how demoralizing it is to have to complete a large and important task all over again. It could be worse. It may be important data you just can't get again. Put your work in folders that are logical and easy to retrieve from. Don't just lump stuff all in the same place. If you have to keep papers, have a place to keep them where you know you can easily retrieve them. Look, spending hours trying to find stuff on your computer or ransacking your home to find something is so frustrating and so preventable. It just puts you in a bad mood, which is not a good start to a task. Now, unfortunately, I don't have any magic cures for you if you're disorganized, only to point out how important it is to spend a bit of time structuring things to make it easy for you in the long run. Look, it's easy. Just get organized. The more you apply these traits, the stronger your resolve will be. If you're not particularly strong in one of the traits, take comfort from the fact that with a little effort and in a small amount of time, you can be proficient at it. The other important area that I haven't mentioned is time. Everybody has the same 24 hours each day that you and I have, but some people can achieve incredible results with that time, while others just seem to waste it. I mentioned in an earlier session the concept of dead time, like traveling or waiting for a plane. Utilize this time wisely. Here's another great idea. Get up earlier in the morning. Go and try it. Set your alarm for an hour earlier tomorrow morning and get up and work on your tasks. Okay, let's summarize this great session. You want to build an iron resolve that makes you a focused, action-orientated achiever. This will bring you everything you desire in your life. The traits you need to adopt are start, prioritize, focus, persistence, review, and organization. Each one of these can easily be developed. The key to an iron resolve is to never give up, whatever the situation. Now, to finish this session, please go to the web link that I sent you with this download. You will see a number of questions related to the traits needed for your iron resolve. Answer each of the questions honestly, please honestly, by asking yourself each question and clicking on the appropriate answer. This will tell you which traits you need to spend time developing to strengthen your resolve. Don't forget to send your answers to me, and I will send you the next exciting session called Be As Confident As You Want To Be. Until the next time, my friend, go for it, and remember, I'm watching you.